Hey, everybody.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, this is number 11.
And this is Stuart.
Hi, Zach. This is the episode. As you can tell, a little bit more loosey-goosey. We just talk about the smaller things we've been doing recently in between the larger main show episodes.
Yeah, some of the stuff that we've been consuming, playing, reading.
Yeah, but stuff that's not necessarily big enough for like a full-blown episode.
Yeah, stuff that usually goes into rants or side.
Played Evil Within.
Ooh, okay.
On PS4.
Yeah.
God damn, that game is so good. Shinji Mikami. Yeah, I mean, it's creepy. I wouldn't call it scary.
Okay.
The imagery in it is very... not haunting. Like, it'll stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, like, the most batshit Japanese game I've ever seen. Because, like...
oh.
So, this is the first, like... I would estimate 10 minutes into the game, so it's not, like, spoilers or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you're a police officer responding to a bunch of... I believe it's an active shooter in, like, a mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in, and a trap door opens at one point, and your guy goes... like, I mean, this is after you get captured, and you get a key and get away from some guy. But a trap door opens, and your character is... sliding for what would probably be miles of tunnels with just these random saws you have to avoid.
Oh, wow.
It's like... that's what I mean by batshit. Like, there's no thought given to, like, what this would actually look like, but it is a very good game.
Nice.
Shinji Mikami is the guy who... the lead designer on it.
Mm-hmm.
He did the... I know he did the first Resident Evil. I think he did the second... I'm pretty sure he did the fourth as well.
Oh.
Like, so he's very good... like, it's a very good survival horror game. Like, he seems to have a good grasp of...
yeah.
Of the, like, stockpiling that you need to do. Because there's also a crafting element in this.
Oh, nice. And, I mean, if he's got those two games on his resumes, then, you know...
Yeah, he can.
He's probably pretty well-versed in those type of genre.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a difficult game for me to get through easily because...
did you beat it?
How
long did it take you to beat? Just estimation.
See, they don't give a counter for it.
Oh.
And I play infrequently. I mean, it probably... 2 or 3 months, but not of game time.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long it took me to get through it. But, like...
so it wasn't something that you picked up just for Halloween because you wanted to kind of get spooked.
No. Like, so I picked it up at a McKay's run, and it's...
and McKay is...
oh, it's a used bookstore in Tennessee.
Yeah, they're super good, too. And if they want to sponsor us...
if they want to sponsor us, I will gladly take credit. and just spend credit in your store because I love it. But it was very tough for me to play through because you know how I play video games.
I do.
I go into situations loud and dumb, and that is the exact opposite of what you want to do in this game.
Fire off a couple warning shots. Let people know where you are.
Just to let them know that you got the grenade launcher and you're not afraid to use it. But no, like, this is a very stealth-focused game, but it's not... I wouldn't call it a stealth game like Metal Gear Solid is.
You're not hiding in boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an extended, like, mini-boss section where you're not supposed to sneak up on the guy and try to kill him because there's literally no way to kill him. You just have to, like, hide from him.
Yeah.
It is the most nerve-wracking thing because it's basically a big open room. Like, you're in a medical... wing of a hospital, so it's just like gurneys,
like,
and stuff, and so it's like
Pyramid Head from
Silent Hill.
Yeah, where you can't kill him, you just have to sort of
deal with him.
Yeah, move around him.
But yeah, no, it's a good game. I give it a thumbs up and recommend everyone play it. I don't know if I enjoyed it enough to want to play the sequel. I would want to watch a couple of videos just to see if it's quite as stealth heavy, just because...
I think I've seen a couple of them. It's when you're, like, a detective.
Yeah.
Yeah. it didn't pique my fancy.
Yeah.
But I'm not super into those particular games. Like, the only Resident Evil game I played is at Resident Evil 4.
Okay, gosh, so you don't like survival horror?
I mean,
then, right?
I do, kind of, okay. But I haven't played most of it. Like, I remember playing Metro. It was more of a first-person shooter, though.
Oh, yeah, that's more of a first-person
shooter.
Yeah,
but yeah. There is, you have to, like, manage your resources. Sure. Because bullets are currency. So when you're shooting people, you're shooting...
You're firing money.
Yeah.
You're literally killing people with money.
Yeah. Which I thought was a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess to get back to me...
Sure.
We actually played the Halloween game.
Yeah.
I know that I alluded to it at a previous Me. But that game, not campaign, more of a one-shot, happened. And it was nice. I enjoyed it, but I felt like I fell into a couple of pit traps.
Where at? Because, like, I was one of the players, my wife was a player,
yeah.
And then a couple who were mutual friends of ours were players.
Yeah, and I had everything all set up. So I had this kind of grandiose story that I really wanted to tell, but I realized, given our time frame, and we played for about 5 hours... It was
quite a bit. I would say 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Given, like, we had dinner in between. But we could still kind of play as we were eating.
Mm-hmm.
Given that we played for 5 hours, I wasn't able to sort of tell the story in full in those 5 hours. And I think it was because I made too much of a complex story, where it should have more been, like, a running campaign versus a one-shot.
Yeah, I mean, so I think you did a very good job in terms of horror game design,
yeah.
In that the first, like, 2 or 3 hours of it...
is building.
There was, yeah, I was just like, so this is a Halloween game, but we're just talking to people and they're not really giving us any information. Like, what's, okay, all right.
Yeah. It's building sort of the ambiance.
Yeah, you built the tension very well.
Yeah.
Because I was just, like, waiting for the first fucked up thing to happen, and then all of the fucked up things happen.
Yeah. And I really do feel like it should have been split up into probably, like, 3 sessions.
Sure.
But I do, like... how, once it got into it, it really got into it.
Yeah.
And, I do like that I made some actual physical puzzles. Puzzle, yeah. And then, I read a couple of, blogs that people had done with particular games, and they're like, oh, you know, add in a physical element. So when one of our friends ended up getting his hand cursed, he had to keep a book on top of it. Like, his actual, him as the player had to keep a book on his hand.
Yeah.
And if that book fell off his hand, well, something would have happened.
And if it had been me, I would have been screwed because I speak with my hands fairly frequently.
Yeah.
Like, I speak with my hand, well, you see, yeah. I speak with my hands on this podcast,
yeah.
Even though no one's watching.
And maybe one day we'll do a video cast. It's called a vlog? No.
Vlog?
I don't know, a video cast.
Video cast?
Sure.
Webcast
or something,
yeah.
Like that. Yeah. But all in all, I'm glad the way that turned out.
Yeah.
I do feel some parts kind of had to get a little railroady where...
That's most horror things.
Yeah. Where they were stuck in a house and they couldn't really leave the house.
Yeah.
And there was definitely contingency plans if they... Because... when you play with people, you know certain aspects. Like, I knew that you had in the back of your head, I'm going to burn this house down.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I've played enough Call of Cthulhu that I know the answer to everything is don't read the books, burn the place to the ground, and never speak of it again. I mean, that's metagaming, though. Like,
yeah.
But I do tend to, like, with my characters in situations... if my character has a funny feeling about something,
mm-hmm.
even though we were ghost hunters, that I was either going to be a doubting Thomas,
yeah.
And just be like, nah, there's strings or something on that thing.
Yeah.
Or or just be, like, overly terrified and burn the thing down. I think I skewed very well on the doubting.
I do.
Yeah. I didn't ever, like, start flicking a lighter and go, okay, let me burn this shit down.
And that was the great thing is I've played with both you and your wife before and our two friends, so it was a very easy group. Like, yeah. We all knew each other's tics and play styles and unique characteristics, so we were all able to really gel with each other, which meant, like, forming the group wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Usually, when you play with people that you haven't played with many times or, like, new people, you have to figure out people's styles. Sure. And, again, it's just great playing with you guys because we can pick up and go, yeah. And we know what we're doing.
And it's funny, based on how other people play, like, my character was relegated to being the face of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a role that I like playing in normal games. Like, I like being a tank and just beating the shit out of things.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fun for this one.
Like, I thought you did a good job, too. I really do.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. But yeah, so just spending time kind of developing the story. I had maps, which were, I think, very beneficial because we were moving around the house and everything like that.
Right.
And you guys had, like, little character cards that you could move to particular rooms and stuff.
Yeah, it was very Betrayal.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't too much of a board game and it was an actual role-playing game. And right. I think we all had fun, so...
Oh, yeah.
I definitely thought that was great. And again, had to spend some time putting it together, and that's what I did.
Cool. Yeah, so, no, I always enjoy your Halloween games. And I like how there's a different theme...
Yeah.
Every year, like, because the last one that we played...
Was a
it was, like, a sci-fi science. Thing.
Yeah.
But, like...
It wasn't the best.
Like an Event Horizon type game, and I did like that there were a lot of people. I did not like that I died, like, 15 minutes into the game.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, because I believe we had, like, 12 people, and it's just really
were
hard
there
to...
that many?
Yeah, it was a lot of folks.
Okay.
And it's really hard to, like... keep people on target.
Task, yeah.
So.
Well, especially when some of the players just decide to start trolling the GM. Like, don't do that. Like, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, because you're all there to have fun. You don't want to troll. God, that troll. That troll wants to
We can talk about it off mic.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much everything that I did.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple things. So I watched The Prestige. Have you ever seen The Prestige?
I have not.
It's a it's a Christopher Nolan movie.
Mm-hmm.
About magicians.
Oh, cool.
It's around turn of the century, so it's more entertaining than that description gives. I just wanted to comment on, I saw someone describe it as Batman and Black Widow team up against Wolverine and Alfred, who receive help from Jareth the Goblin King and Gollum.
What?
Okay, let me break this down. So, Batman and Black Widow, because Christian Bale and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, they're in...
Team up against Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, and Alfred, played by Michael Caine, and they receive help from Jareth the Goblin King, because David Bowie's in it. He plays Nikola Tesla.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Gollum, played by Andy Serkis, because he's, like, Tesla's manservant.
Huh.
I kind of want to watch that, like, mashup. Like, that's the only thing I wanted to say. I mean, it's a fun movie, but, like, once you watch it once, like, there's no reason to rewatch it. Like, it's much better than The Illusionist, which was a movie that came out, like, the same month with Edward Norton.
Yeah. So there's no, like, rewatchability on it? Like,
I mean, you could rewatch it like you can any of his other movies, like, Inception.
Mm-hmm.
You could, like, it's an interesting story, but it's not really revisitable for me. Other people may feel differently.
Yeah.
I recommend watching it, though. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about, this may be old news at this point, but I wanted to talk about my feelings on Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. Is it the same as your parking lot feelings?
No.
Okay.
No. So, apparently Jake Gyllenhaal is in talks to play Mysterio, who's going to be the villain. Doesn't know, Mysterio is... You see him with a punch bowl on his head, basically. Like, he's a special effects wizard.
Yeah, he's got a cape. I think his main colors are green and purple.
Yeah, like, he has a giant purple cape.
He's got green, like, clothes.
Which is, it's an interesting villain. Like, I'm really hoping that they take the visual effects team from Doctor Strange and just tell them... Make this, like, because that's what you got to do with Mysterio.
But Mysterio also had magic, right?
No, it was just special effects.
He had no sort of, like, magic ability.
Not in any run that I've read.
Because I'm thinking of the old, like, comic series.
Yeah, like, not in any run I've read. Hmm. I know there's one where, like, because Mysterio, when Kevin Smith, I think, was writing.
Yeah.
The comic, I think Mysterio is a character that Kevin Smith had him, like, complain to either Daredevil or Superhero about, like, I'm just a low tier, like, I can't do anything, and then he, like, blows his head off.
What?
Like, because, yeah, like, he's kind of a useless villain if he doesn't have, like, prep time.
Prep time? Well, I mean, most wizards need, like, prep time.
Yeah, I mean, he may have magic, like, sleight of hand type stuff, but not, like... Not like what I'm thinking you mean, like Scarlet Witch type magic stuff.
Sort of like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, like I don't think he has anything like that. But I hope that they get the Doctor Strange visual effects team in there. Because that would be cool. That's what they need. What I was really hoping they would do for Spider-Man 2, though, was... Do you remember the Neogenic Saga from the old cartoon?
No. What?
So the Neogenic Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker's powers kind of go out of control, and he turns into the Man Spider.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so there's also this plasma sucking. Well, it was a kid's show, so it was plasma sucking. It was Morbius, basically.
Yeah,
was the one draining these people. It wasn't Peter Parker. But Kraven the Hunter shows up, and then Punisher and Microchip show up, and they're all hunting after the Man Spider because they think it's him, and they don't know it's actually Morbius.
Oh, wow.
They're making a Morbius movie with Jared Leto. Sony is, not Marvel.
Okay.
But I was really hoping that the second one would, because they have the Punisher show.
They
have Microchip on the show.
Oh.
I
haven't seen any of the...
I haven't either. I just know, like... There's a hacker on the show named Micro that I've seen, like, one of the trailers someone refers to a character as Micro, and it's like, well, that's clearly Microchip from the comics.
Yeah.
But also, they could introduce Kraven the Hunter and Morbius, and also do weird body horror type stuff with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome to see. I totally get why Marvel would not do that, but yeah. I really think that that would be a funny way to...
I will ask you, have you seen Venom yet?
No, largely it's just because they call it a symbiote.
That's the only reason you haven't seen it.
I mean, it tells me that they don't give a shit about that comic.
Yeah.
And adapting it, like...
Like, I don't want to spend money to see it, so I might...
Netflix it.
Yeah, Netflix it. I might Netflix it when it comes to Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I looked up Mysterio. He has no powers except he does know hypnotism. He's a hypnotist.
Okay, so that's what I meant. Like, it's that type of magic. It's like turn of the century, like Houdini bullshit.
And he's a robot, or he can build robots and stuff like that. Yeah. But, yeah, he has, like, a projector that creates 3D illusions.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, see, like, I want this movie to look fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Because
I want to be
if they're having Mysterio, then, like...
And I hope it's campy Mysterio, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's it. for me, and you said you were tapped out?
Yeah. Oh, I actually remembered one quick thing. Sure. I'll go through it. Went to the Lo-Fi Points Halloween parade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I tried to meet up with your wife, but the crazy thing is there's so many people in that small little area, it just kills phone reception.
Yeah, I was on that text chain. Yeah. And so I was just like, I kept seeing this, like, where are you? And she'd respond, and there'd be no answer.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, it would be like, hey, we're here, and you're not here. And she's like, yeah, I'm at this other place, because that was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah, which was unfortunate. I'm sorry that we couldn't
hook up,
but...
It's what happens in any large, like, group.
And the crazy thing is, I saw some of her pictures that she took on Facebook. She was, like, right near where I was.
She was, like, 20 feet from where you guys were, based on what...
I know. It was insane. But had great seats.
Yeah.
Definitely go into that, like, area where out the bike place out...
Outback?
Yeah, Outback bikes. I couldn't picture Outback because I thought of the steak place. But yeah, Outback bikes, you can see all of the parade. And the parade isn't, like, a fantastic parade.
It's fun.
It seems like anyone who wants to be in that parade can be in that parade. I don't really think that there's any, like, certain requirements that you have or anything like that.
Yeah, but I mean,
that.
That's what you want from a community.
Yeah, parade, yeah. You just want the community to be involved with it, which was super cool. The parade isn't the only thing there, because you can go after the parade. They have a bunch of vendors that are selling Halloween stuff, and they have bands there. Usually you can't get into any of the restaurants because they're super crazy.
Yeah.
But you can buy alcohol there, buy, like, fair food. And, yeah, a lot of the floats were really cool. A lot of people's makeup were really cool.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the parade, it seems like a bunch of people were just jumping in at the end of the line and being part of the parade. So that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, Halloween parade. Halloween stuff. It's a lot of fun. I know this will go up after Halloween, but you know what? You can celebrate Halloween any day of the year you want.
365 days out of the year.
I know. If you just want to wear nothing but spider webs and spiders, go for it. I'm not going to judge you.
Lovely. So
no, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I know.
Wear a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wear a hat. Wear a spooky mask. Just don't.
No,
go
not
into
a spooky
bank
mask.
With a spooky mask.
Yeah. Why you gotta turn all of the things? I was just talking about spider webs and spiders.
Yeah.
Spiders.
So,
they could,
I guess,
even be amazing spiders. Like
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I guess that's our show.
Let us know what you thought of it. We always look for feedback.
Yeah, give us iTunes reviews, see us on Facebook. It's Back Row Super Show, four separate words.
Yep.
Send us an email at
backrowsupershow@gmail.com.
Yep. We're pretty responsive.
Yeah.
Have it tied to my phone and everything.
Yeah, so you can even tell us what you feel about the political outcome of the election.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, like, I guess, sure.
I'll read them.
But yeah, we'll read some over the air, but
or you can take a picture of your Halloween costume and we'll have a picture and send it to us, and we will say, "Wow, that's really cool that they put spider webs and spiders."
Or you can share that directly to our Facebook page.
Yeah. And we're always having we're having the nerd fight happening, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised how some of these have gone. I can't wait to do the next roundup on it.
Me too. I am looking forward to it.
But
yeah, that's our show.
That's our show. The current book club book is World War Z.
That's correct.
That should be up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because I've read it. Have you started it?
I've started it.
Oh, you've started. Okay, good. I've started. Good. Okay, well, yeah, that's our show. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, have fun. And look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.